This is the story of the one. Who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Dick.
BSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in. Hour number two of the program here on Monday, here on Veterans Day. And if you would like to call in and thank a veteran, you can do so. 508-996-0500. You can use app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. And it's certainly a day where you want to thank the veterans that are in your life in person, too. But, you know, sometimes you don't always get a chance to, and using the radio might be a way to help do that. And again, we have a number of different observances that are happening across the South Coast this morning. Of course, New Bedford will start things here in the city at 11 a.m. The parade will step off from the intersection of Rockdale Avenue and Union Street at Buttonwood Park, and then it will march to the reviewing stand in front of the library, where there will be a ceremony there. Just a reminder, too, if you are heading down there to the reviewing stand, the seating will be reserved near the reviewing stand for elderly veterans and veterans with disabilities. So that's happening at 11 a.m. in New Bedford. Fall River's parade doesn't start until 1 p.m. They actually, at noontime, will start their Veterans Day ceremony at the War Veterans Monument in Upper Kennedy Park, and then the parade will step off at 1 p.m. from Kennedy Park. Acushnet is having its first ever Veterans Day Parade. That is kicking off at Town Hall at 10 a.m. and will end at Veterans Memorial Park on Pope Street. Dartmouth is having its ceremony at 11 a.m. at the Dartmouth Veterans Memorial Grove. Fairhaven's parade will be at 10 a.m. on Main Street from Benoit Square south to Fairhaven High School. Is it Benoit or Benoit? I know it's Benoit normally, but I think we say Benoit in this area. I'm not sure how Fairhaven says it. But then also, Marion has its parade at 11 a.m. It's a ceremony, rather, at 11 a.m. at Old Landing Veterans Park on Front Street. Mattapoisett will have its at the Old Hammondtown School beginning at 11 a.m. Middleborough is having a breakfast from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. at St. Isidore Parish Hall, where the Boy Scout Troop 20 is providing veterans with a free breakfast. And then there will be a ceremony downtown, a parade, and a ceremony downtown beginning at 10 a.m. Swansea will have its Veterans Day ceremony at the Swansea Veterans Memorial Green on Gardner's Neck Road beginning at 10 a.m. Somerset will have a breakfast and ceremony from 9 to 10:30 a.m. at the Congregational Christian Church of Somerset on County Street. And then the ceremony will take place outside of the Somerset Public Library at 11 a.m. Westport is having its ceremony at the Veterans Monument in the Veterans section of Beech Grove Cemetery. And Wareham is having its parade, which will step off at 10 a.m. from Bessie Park. So something in each community, something that if you want to get out, and even if you don't know a veteran personally, and I find it hard to believe that you wouldn't, but even if you don't, this is a chance to just go and show your support for any veteran. And of course, as I mentioned before, there's a lot of places that are doing, you know, free meals for veterans, special discounts, all those kind of things, including Corey Dries, the server at Ocho's Cafe in Plymouth, who for the second straight year is buying the dinner of any veteran, the entree of any veteran that comes and sits in his section. And you have to show him your military ID. Because last year he was going to do it just to anybody. And you just had to tell him you were a veteran. And then some folks stepped in and said, no, you're going to want to require people to show you their ID, or else you're going to get, unfortunately, taken advantage of. So he will be asking to see those IDs. So I think that between all of these different events, there's something there that you can get to show your gratitude and support for our local veterans. Deb in Mattapoisett sent an app chat message. Good morning, Deb here. Any news on the power outages in Mattapoisett? I haven't heard anything on those. I know the power went out last night in New Bedford, but came back on pretty quickly. But I think that there's a lot of things that were going on, I guess, because of the wind. That would be my guess. It was pretty windy overnight. I woke up a few times and heard that wind. I lost power. And what's weird is, I don't know how this happens, but I wake up right before the power goes out. I sleep with a CPAP machine. I have a fan on. I have an electric blanket on. You know, I know it's weird. You would think I could just balance that out and turn them both off, but no. So I'm sleeping and I wake up, boom, with my CPAP machine turning off, but I was awake before it happened. I'm like, how did I wake up like 5 seconds before the power went out? So weird. Maybe like my brain is buffering. Maybe the power going out, I don't know. 508-996-0500. Looks like Skeddy's calling back in.
Yes, I know it's a no-no, but just real quick, what time does Ocho Nocho's open? I am going to go there today.
Well, I know. So Ocho's Cafe, Corey will get there at 11:30. So I don't know what time they open, but his shift starts at 11:30.
Okay.
He'll be there from 11:30 to 8 p.m.
That's where I'm going for lunch today.
All right. Well, tell Corey to take
my husband and all the veterans with such a good person, and maybe he can wear my husband's shirt.
That's a good idea.
Put it on every Veterans Day.
That's a good idea.
Hopefully it will fit him. But thank you for I just wanted that little tidbit.
Well, tell him I said hello and tell him to take a photo with you.
I will. I will. I will.
All right. Enjoy.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right, 508-996-0500. That is a number to call in and chime in. I'm going to go to the Eversource outage map and see what I can find. Hopefully you've reported your outage. Let's see here. We've got... Well, the Eversource map isn't showing any outages right now. And I'm looking in the Mattapoisett area. I don't see any outages reported. So that means if your power is still out, you should definitely report it, so that they can get on it. That happens a lot. Like, I try to be the person that reports my outage, because so often, you know, especially if it happens in the middle of the night, oh, I just got a note. The Veterans Parade in Nacushan happened on Saturday, so my fault. I had that on my list of Veterans Day parades, so my fault. I had the wrong date. Thanks, Jess, for that. The outage map, you know, whenever I have an outage, I go and I look immediately to see if it's been reported. It's usually never reported already, so I report it so that they can at least start working on it. And sometimes I'm a little embarrassed because I find out, oh, it was only my house. So it wasn't that the power went out. It was that I knocked the power out somehow. Because if your neighbors don't have their lights on and, you know, there's no street lights where I am. So it's, you don't really, and street lights don't always like tie into the grid anyway. Sometimes they're now solar powered. So it's like, I'm not really sure. Well, caller, I don't know what was happening there. I was trying to put you on hold. You must be having some issues with your phone. But the outage map tool is a great tool to know, because usually what it'll do is it'll show where there's outages, show how many people are affected, and will tell you an estimated service time. You can also text in your outages or call in your outages to their automated system, and they'll send you text messages with updates, which is very helpful. When I'm home, you know, I want the power to be back on as soon as possible. When I'm not home, I'm not so worried about it. Like if I'm here all day, I'm not so much worried about it. But I also want to make sure that it's going to be on by the time that I get home. So those text alerts help you know for sure that you're not just going to go home and walk into the dark. Because I'll stay at work a little bit later if I'm not going to have power at home. Now I have those Blink cameras, so they'll warn me when they go offline or something, but still. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim. I was listening to your announcement for the parades today.
Yes.
I just want to make one correction. In a question that we had our parade on Saturday.
Yep, I just had somebody update me on that, too.
Okay, and I want to remind people the museum is open today from 10 to 4. So we're not normally open on Mondays. So just as a reminder, the Military Museum down at Fort Tabor will be open today from 10 to 4.
10 to 4. All right, so hopefully folks get down there and spend some time reflecting.
Very good. Thank you very much. Have a nice day.
Thank you. You as well. And yes, the Acushnet Parade happened on Saturday. My fault. I didn't put the right date down on my list. So the 10 to 4, the Military Museum, if you want to go down there, and if you've never been, it's a very powerful experience because it's not just honoring those who served, but it's honoring those who served locally, local people who served. And it's families who have, you know, put these items, donated, well, loaned these items to the Military Museum from their own loved ones, things that they would normally have in their own home to remember their loved ones, but they're loaning them to the museum so that the museum can show them off and tell those stories to the people that come and visit. And it's very powerful, and we're very lucky to have that museum. And if you remember, you know, earlier this year, there was some controversy, some news about what they were going to be paying to be there and all of that, and the agreement and all that. And that's why it's so important for people to get out there and support the museum and show how viable it is, and to support it financially too. You know, they don't ask for any admissions fee when you go there. They just ask if you can leave a few dollars in the bucket. And certainly on a day like today, you appreciate being able to go down to that museum and spend some time reflecting and learning. And I've been there multiple times. We held events there in the past too. And you just get so wrapped up in all of these stories. Because it's not just about the items that they have. You can go to, like, I like to go to Heritage Gardens in Sandwich, formerly Heritage Plantation. And they have a great little military museum in there. They have like a lot of different little buildings. They have like a collection of Currier and Ives. They have a carousel. They have a car barn with classic cars in it. But when you go into their military museum, it's a lot of like little figurine reenactment scenes. But then they also have like actual uniforms And now if it's going back to like the colonial and Native American times. And that's great to see these pieces of history, but it's different when you go to the New Bedford Military Museum and you're actually learning about the people themselves. It's not just about, and this is a uniform from this era. This is this person's uniform who did this. And who grew up three streets from where you are. And that's a powerful impact. So if you've never been, today would be a great day to go. Just if you're going to go and you're going to bring the kids, make sure that they understand that this is a solemn day. While, of course, we are celebrating veterans, you know, hopefully they understand the gravity of being there on a day like today. Another great place to visit. I don't know if they're open today. I would assume that they are. Battleship Cove. The USS Salem and Quincy. I know both of those have great collections of items. The USS Salem, it does have, you know, if you have some mobility issues, that is going to be a little bit more difficult for you. Because you have to use the gangways and, you know, you got to go up and down the stairs and all of that. But they do have a fantastic museum on board the USS Salem as well. So these are just some of the possibilities of places that you can go to today or any day to honor veterans. You can also call in 508-996-0500, app chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Right now, I'm going to take my next break, and we'll be back in a few moments. And welcome back in. Say, this Saturday, we will be joining forces, both WBSM and Fun 107, with the United Way of Greater New Bedford for our semi-annual Hunger Heroes Food Drop. For the 32nd year, we'll be collecting food to benefit the United Way's Hunger Heroes Project. So you can join us at Aldi in Dartmouth this Saturday, November 16th, from 10 a.m. to noon, to donate the necessary Thanksgiving items. Now, you can find all the details at WBSM.com. But what are we talking about? Well, basically the side dish stuff. So they get the turkeys donated already. And what they do is they give them a certificate to get a turkey or whatever they're going to put on their table. But they make up these baskets to give them with all the side dishes. Stuffing, instant mashed potatoes, cranberry sauce, vegetables, things like that. So you can see the list at WBSM.com. Or you can walk right into Aldi and they have a setup near the register. I don't know if it's set up already, but if not, it definitely will be by Saturday, where you can get all of those items right there. And then you can bring them outside and donate them to us. But if you do have them already in your car, you just pull right up. We'll probably be right there by the front entrance of Aldi, like we were last year. And, well, in the spring. And so you just pull right up and you say, they're in the trunk, they're in the back seat, whatever. We grab it. You don't even have to get out of the car. And we get so many people who want to come out and help support these families to make sure that they're going to put together 1,000 Thanksgiving meal baskets for needy families on the South Coast. That's a lot of families, and that's a lot of big donations from you. And if you can't make it to the Hunger Heroes Food Drop and you want to make a donation, there's information too at WBSM.com of how you can donate online. So they have an Amazon wish list. You can order some items there. You can send a donation right to the United Way. But of course, if you are around on Saturday, we would love to see you. Come on down to the Hunger Heroes Food Drop. And it's a great time. You want to come and talk to me about the station. You want to give me some grief about the election, whatever it may be. Come on by. Happy to see you as long as you're making a donation to help these needy families. And the Hunger Heroes Food Drop is made possible by our friends at Ish Schwartz Appliance, First Citizens Federal Credit Union, Carefree Homes, and Aaron Pools and Spa. So I look forward to seeing you all out there. We always get great donations from all of you. And I like to make a little competition out of it. You know, who's going to bring more food down? The Fun 107 listeners or the WBSM listeners? I know it'll be the WBSM listeners. So Deb sent a message back in and says she got an email from Eversource. It was a tree limb that took down power lines, so it should be restored by 10 a.m. according to Eversource. All right, well, that's good news. And I think you probably have a lot of that, you know, going on because of that wind that was going on last night. And I guess heavy rains. It sounded like it was coming down pretty hard. Thankfully, by the time I got up and left the house, it had stopped. Because I'll be honest with you, like, I wasn't paying attention to the forecast. I had no idea it was going to rain. I just got some new boots that are kind of like, I don't know if they're suede, but they're like suede type material. And I was like, oh, I'll get some waterproofing stuff and put that on it later. But I was going to wear them today. And then when I heard the rain, I was like, better not wear those. They're those Hey Dude shoes that all the middle-aged guys are wearing now. I have a few pairs of those. And while I'm not really impressed with them, I don't find them to be very comfortable. They're easy to throw on and off when I'm like running around and going somewhere. So that's why I have them. But these are Hey Dude boots, and they are super comfortable. And I do wear a lot of boots, especially in the fall and the winter, not because of the weather, but because most of my pant legs are too long because I can only get a 29 inseam, and I probably need a 27. And the boots give me that little extra lift. So speaking of extra lifts, we had a great time at Stevie's Wine and Spirits this past Saturday for their holiday grand tasting. Lots of things that we were able to try. Some ideas that I had never thought of putting together either. Jeff, who was there sampling the Demon Seed whiskey, and also they had a maple cream, introduced me to the Cream and Demon, which is a 50% Demon Seed, 50% maple cream mix that was amazing. So that's what I'm going to be bringing to Thanksgiving, if my family's listening. After last year, I made them just take the straight Demon Seed. But I also got a new bottle of Dark Arts, a rye made in maple cask. Oh, so good. But also, you know, I only have a little because it's pretty pricey. And I want it to last. But some of the great things that they have down there at Stevie's. And if you have not gone down there yet to get your holiday gifts for people, it's a great place to do all your shopping. You can just get a gift certificate for them. Sign them up for the Rackhouse Club. Then you get to go take part in special tastings, special events, things like that as well. You can find out more at stevieswineandspirits.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram at Stevie's Wine and Spirits. So 508-996-0500, one of the ongoing news stories of the last few weeks have been these wildfires that have been going on in Massachusetts and in New England because we have been experiencing a severe drought. The rain that we had overnight probably didn't do much to help with that. You know, we just got the email, I think it was Friday. Let's see if I can find it. When the email came down, I know I saved it. But we got the news last week that Massachusetts was in a severe drought. And so these fires are going to be more and more plausible. Considering the dry conditions. Again, I don't know how much the rain last night will help. But right now, there are wildfires burning in Lynn, in the Lynn Woods, that has burned over 400 acres since sparking on Friday. The fire is contained, but fallen trees are making it difficult for them to access some of those areas. And they're going to have to begin, they've already had to block some of the roads. So they're hoping to be able to reopen those in the coming days, but there's no timetable for when they're going to be able to do that. Then in North Andover, there's a wildfire near Boxford State Forest that has grown to at least 150 acres. As the Air National Guard crews have been dropping water on it from the sky. WCVB reports that neighbors on the ground are cleaning up dry leaves and trying to do their part to help. They're hoping that the rain that happened overnight will help get these fires under control. But the wind direction is what has been an issue. So many communities right now have a fire ban in effect, prohibiting any open flames, including fire pits, until there is a significant break in the windy and dry weather. And in fact, I saw in some of the town groups over the weekend, you know, people were getting concerned because they say, oh, I drove by and he was burning leaves and I don't, you know, listen, I would never advocate somebody, you know, ratting somebody else out. But if you see somebody burning when you know your community has said that there's a fire warning, just call the fire department and tell them. You don't have to go to Facebook about it. You don't have to go post in Facebook groups about it. Just call the fire department. Let them go and tell the person. Chances are the person didn't know. And if they didn't know, it's because they're probably not on social media to see these postings. So if you alert the fire department can go and tell them. And I'm sure it was just somebody that was unaware. I don't think it's somebody that's, you know, flaunting the requests of the fire department and the local officials. And I guess, too, part of it is they might think that they're doing their part, getting rid of those dry leaves that are on the ground so they're not blowing around and helping to fuel these fires. They think if they've got it controlled in a barrel in their yard, that'll solve the problem, and they're wrong. The fire departments don't want you doing that, but it's better if the fire department goes and tells them that directly rather than you causing problems on social media. Because really all you're going to get is a bunch of people that are going to call you a rat, a bunch of people that are going to yell at you and, you know, call your names for going to social media to tattle on somebody. And the authorities can do a better job of shutting that down than you will by complaining about it on Facebook. 508-996-0500. So I know that for me, I always would. So what I would do is I would bag up my leaves. And then I would have to take them down to, you know, wherever it might be. It kind of always seemed to change from one place to another about where you could bring them. Sometimes you'd bring them down to the refuse center. Sometimes you would bring them down to the town barn. Sometimes you'd bring, but you know, that's what I would do. I didn't burn them because our houses were all too close together. I didn't want to take that chance. Plus I was a renter. I didn't want to set fires in my backyard. I had a fire pit, but that was like nice and controlled. I had like one of those, rather than have an open fire pit because I had so many trees, low-hanging trees, I had one of those ones that has like the, you know, it's like a, has like a roof on it. So that way there I could kind of control it a little better. But the changes from year to year of where you brought one, where you brought it to the other, I just started composting them in the back because there was a section between my yard and the back neighbor's yard where there was just a bunch of trees and brush and everything. And so we just would put our leaves in there and compost them. When I lived in Swift's Beach, we had a neighborhood compost pile. It was in the back of somebody's yard. We had to open up the gate behind their yard. And he brought them back there, and there was a big pit. And we would just dump them in the pit. I don't know who dug that pit out. I don't know how many years it was and how deep it was originally. But it was pretty, you didn't want to fall in it. And that was, you know, that was helpful. But I think for most people, burning is the usual way they take care of the problem. And right now, you can't do that. Not until we can get some more wet weather. And I don't think we have any coming up in the coming days. Looks like it's going to be dry all the way until next Monday. So that's not going to be very helpful. By the way, Saturday, in case you're wondering, for the Hunger Heroes food drop, we're looking at partly cloudy skies and 57 degrees. App chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Let me take my next break here. We'll be back in a few moments. Welcome back. And of course, poor old Johnny Ray, right? Because he did sing songs on the radio that sounded sad. His big hits were Cry and the little, what was it, Little Cloud That Cried? I don't know. We play them both on 50s night. But that was a real throwback for Dexy's Midnight Runners to mention Johnny Ray. Who I believe also got a shout out in Are You Jimmy Ray? What was that, probably 15 years after that song? Thereabouts. Anyway, 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. We have the phone lines open as well as the app chat and the open line voicemails. If you would like to thank a veteran, honor a veteran here on Veterans Day, you can do so. Skeddy also sent in an app chat message. She said the demon seed and the maple cream liqueur were so yummy. She said, my friend flipped for it. I want to make the French toast with the maple cream liqueur. Yeah, that would be really good. That was Jeff, the man who was pouring out the samples there, said that's, he uses that maple cream to make his French toast. See, I'm a French toast guy. I do not like pancakes that much. I'm not a huge fan of waffles. I mean, I'll eat them. But French toast is like my breakfast of choice most of the time. And so I have, over the years, perfected my French toast recipe. Some people, you know, are purists. They just want egg and milk. And then they can add everything else after that. I like to put it all right in the mix. So I'll take my batter, my eggs, and my milk, and then I'll add in a little nutmeg, a little cinnamon, maybe a little bit of allspice, not too much. Whisk that around, and then what I used to do is I would take a shot of maple syrup and shoot that into the batter as well, and then spin that around. But then I just ended up getting maple extract. That worked a lot easier. A couple drops of maple extract, couple drops of vanilla extract, whip that around, and that's my French toast recipe. And when my son was little, we would have sometimes on the weekends when I was home to make breakfast, we'd have Dad's French toast. And I was very particular about, you know, how I made it, because I could have regular French toast anytime at work, but I was going to make my special Dad's French toast on the weekends. I wish I could have put the maple cream liqueur in it, but probably not for my kid. That wouldn't have been a good idea. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM. Hello, you're on the air. We can't hear you, Lamone. Are you there? Okay, well, he dropped off. Let's try this again. All right, now you're on the air, Lamone.
What's shaking, playboy?
What's going on? Just so you know, I only got about 2 minutes before I got to take my final break, so.
I'm just getting in. You know, I was kicking it with Ludacris this morning. This is my birthday for a couple of days. Well, the day after tomorrow, but yeah, the 12th.
Well, so, happy early birthday.
Thank you very much. I just wanted to say hello to everybody, and I didn't know you would be on live today because I was thinking holiday, and I was like, you know, what kind of holiday there is without Tim in it? So, you know, I figured, you know, you can't have a good holiday without you being in at least some part of the morning. So I wanted to throw that in there. So I'm glad you're on the line. So I was listening to your French toast you were talking about. I found that very delicious. And, you can tell, you know, I like to get my grub on, in case you couldn't tell. I'd sure like you to try to fix it for the film. I'm thinking like, you know, the big Texas toast.
Yes.
You know, the big, and it's like I made a long time ago, a really big breakfast sandwich with sausage and ham. Some people don't want to eat pork, you know, then so I made some with like ham sausage, you know, like, you know, it's like a turkey sausage. And I did that. Oh, man. And I like my, the way I like my eggs, I like my eggs, the way I like my women, over easy. And so when it's like, that's how I like, that was delicious. And I was like, oh, yeah. So how's everybody doing out there today? Is the weather good out there on your neck of the woods?
We had some overnight rain, but it's clearing up now.
How'd you enjoy the game?
I didn't watch it. I was running errands and doing all kinds of stuff, and I DVR'd it thinking I would watch it later, but I ended up hearing the end of it on the radio, so I was like, oh, that's enough for me.
I was the first one to tell you about Tony Todd, right?
Yes, yeah, Tony Todd. You told me 2 seconds after someone else had mentioned it to me. But
that
person knows him directly. They were one of his agents, so.
So what did they say what happened?
No, I haven't seen anything yet that said a cause of death.
Oh, I don't want to say anything. I don't want to, like, you know, stir up any rumors. But, you know, Steve Hoff's already talked to him this weekend. And so, you know, Steve Hoff. So I just, you know, I think that everybody should be aware of what I haven't heard what he said. But I was interested in probably going and listening, maybe. But I'd want to have him know that I'm coming to visit his site, his YouTube page.
Yeah,
heaven forbid.
I'm not surprised, but he's the worst.
I want to ask you something. Now, I think your parents. What do you think your parents' thoughts on the Kennedy assassination?
They were very little when it happened. They were 6 years old.
But they remember clearly, though, don't they?
They remember. I'm sorry.
Do they remember it very clearly?
No, I've asked them both. They don't really remember much about it.
Some things you remember. You know, I've talked to people that were like 4 years old. They were like, and one lady was in kindergarten. Said our teacher came into class, was crying, and she said, "So what?" They said, "What's wrong?" She told them that the president was assassinated. And kids didn't know what assassinated meant, they said. And so they were like, a lot of kids, you know, they said, oh, they just went to sleep. And so they get scared, thinking, like, oh, if we go to sleep, I'm going to be assassinated. And so that's what kids used to think that a lot of times back then. So they had to be told the difference between sleep and that eternal sleep. And, you know, that's kind of scary for a child, you know, they're being forced to go to sleep. What's up with that?
Right.
You know, and it's like, and are you going to be doing spooky this weekend?
Maybe. I don't know for sure yet. If not this weekend, definitely we'll be back next weekend because we got a guest next weekend.
I'll hold my breath. I'm in my breath. And so till then. But I'll be so happy to be on there like usual. At least I'll have maybe like 4 minutes to speak on the air for that time. If Stephanie is going to be there and all the other good stuff.
I don't know. Depends on if she has somebody to watch the baby now that she's got the newborn. So.
Well, the little Huck Wedges could come be in the studio too, you know. Jeez, nothing wrong with that.
All right, I'm going to hold you there because I got to get this break in before the end. But you have a great day.
God bless you, brother. God bless everybody out there in the New Bedford area. May the good Lord smile upon you, and let's keep the rain to a minimum.
There we go.
Let's have a decent amount of snow, but not too much snow this year, okay?
Please. All right. Thanks, Lamone. That is Lamone in Las Vegas. Got to take this break. We'll be right back.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.